I studied the harp with Edna Phillips about 100 years ago or so. And my mother was a concert pianist who also taught piano at Settlement Music School.
How old were you?
When I studied, I was about 15, 16, 14, 15, 16, before I transferred out to Cleveland.
And do you feel like, as if your experience at Settlement contributed to your life path?
Oh, by all means, yes. Working with Edna Phillips was a real treat, and she became, I guess you would call her, my mentor, and was largely responsible for me eventually going out to Cleveland, where I studied with Alice Chalifoux, and then went on from there to be the principal harpist of National Symphony, and then on to Boston. But Settlement Music School was definitely gave me a very good start.
What was the atmosphere like? Do you remember what the classes were like? What kind of experience was it?
I actually didn't take classes there. I just studied harp privately. I had some friends studying instruments and studying harp, but my interest was in playing the harp, so that was what was my focus at that time.
How did you get interested in the harp?
They had one where I went to high school. I went to Girls High in Philly. And they had a harp there, and I had a piano background. As I said, my mother was a pianist, and I got tired of not playing as well as she did, or my older sister. So I started the harp there at Girls High.
It takes a lot of commitment to play the harp as a young person, I would think.
That's exactly right. The first thing you have to do is rent or buy a harp, and then you have to buy a station wagon to carry the harp around in, so it is a big commitment. But my parents were very supportive, and my father spent many hours carrying the thing around when I would go from place to place for concerts and so forth.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.